Welcome to the Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute podcast, where we discuss the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute. Today, we'll be discussing minute 112, which, depending on your version, starts at around an hour 51 minutes and 30 seconds and runs till about an hour 52 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm Susanna.
And I am Sandra. And last minute, we saw how Lizzie told Lady Catherine that basically she refuses, she will never marry Mr. Darcy. So basically she says that if he does a proposal again, she will probably say yes to Lady Catherine, who of course was not pleased at all. And then she firmly stood her ground and pointed Lady Catherine to the door, where of course all of the Bennets were gathered, because where do Bennets gather? It's behind doors.
In doorways, nosy, nosy.
And then Lizzie fled the scene soon after, leaving a very confused group of Bennets behind. And we ended the minute with a shot of Lizzie trying to sleep, but failing, so she gets out of bed instead.
Yes. And now we're going to start a minute that is completely quiet. There's some background noises, but as a whole, there is no dialogue.
Nope, no sound. And we open with a very, very blurry image of Lizzie. She's basically hardly visible, and the camera moves from right to left, and we see that something is covering our view because the left edge of the screen reveals a sharp Lizzie.
I think it's shot through like a vase or something.
Something glass that still
has a shape and probably like decorations that kind of distort the view.
Yeah.
Because it's not through just a window, because that would be, there's a rounded shape to it. So.
Yeah, you could have one of those windows with like the little circle shapes in it.
That's
could
possible.
But I think it's decoration, because we're quite close.
I think it's some kind of decoration, yeah.
Yeah, and well, she's sitting probably at a desk or a table or something.
Yeah, next to a little candle.
Yeah, and it's basically, it's so quiet that you can hear the candle.
Flicker.
The flame, yeah.
Oh. I love that sound. I have wood wick candles just because that's a flickering sound.
Nice.
It's so nice. But it's probably the only candle light up in the house right now. I think everyone else went to bed. And even though it was a very weird and excitable moment, I do think that Lizzie right now is the only one up.
Yeah. And she looks pretty much lost in thought. And it's kind of that half sleepy, half can't sleep expression, because something is bothering you.
Yeah.
It's you don't really clearly read a lot of emotions, but you know that, she can't go back to sleep.
It's something about the quietness of being the only one awake at like 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah. You're like, I can't do anything because I will wake other people.
Yeah.
So I'll just sit here with my thoughts, I guess.
Exactly. This is a time before phones and stuff where you couldn't just go read something. And even in candlelight, just with a single candle, that's not enough to read properly.
Yeah. It might be a movie first, but for real, that's very dark. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's... It's just she's lost in thought, and there's a lot going on. And I think part of it is the weirdness of Lady Catherine, because she had given up.
Mm. Yeah.
But apparently Lady Catherine thinks something is still there.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of turmoil in Lizzie, I guess, because she has all these mixed feelings, and it's a lot. And she... I think the most frustrating part probably of what keeps you up at night with thoughts like these is that you can't get an answer.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's terrible. Luckily, we have Google, which answers most of our questions. But Lizzie is, it's about people, and those people are not here to check with right now.
I mean, so that's... in the middle of the night, you can sometimes get that existential dread. And then the only thing to kind of stop it is to realize, hey, what am I going to do about it now?
You know what? This is out of my control. Let's just sleep.
Yeah.
But that's not what Lizzie does.
No, because if you can't, you know what? Just go on a nice little walk.
Exactly. Because while she's still sitting there, we hear some bird songs in the background, which basically announces a new day. And Lizzie takes that moment to, you know, she kind of looks to the side, probably to a window, probably thinking, you know what, just sitting here won't do anything. I can't go back to sleep, so I'd better just take a morning stroll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to adjust the time a little. It's probably around 5 a.m. It's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have a whole bit of exposure now about how they're filming in the morning, which is coming now, because it's a silent minute, so we don't have a lot to say, but I have a whole lot of information.
Oh, excellent.
Which will come now.
Because the scene switches, and now we're outside in the moors, and you see, like, you know, gentle slopes of hills in the background, and reeds in the foreground, a little... gates.
It's actually a bridge. We see it later. It looks like a fence or something, but it's actually a bridge. Yeah.
And
it's a tiny bridge. There's also you kind of hear it as well. You don't really clearly see it, but there's like a tiny river where
there is. But right now you just see the sides really. So
yeah.
And we see Lizzie, or at least what we assume is Lizzie, because we see her back and just her outline, basically, walk into the shot. You know, just quietly walking.
Yeah.
She has her arms, crossed, so... Yeah.
She does have a coat on.
Yeah.
But it's since it's very early in the morning, it will be chilly, even if it's summer, so...
Yeah.
And so this is clearly still blue hour, which comes before golden hour, and golden hour is of course sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes my exposure a bit. I'll start now. you have golden hour, which is the sunrise, which usually takes, it's not an hour, it's like 50 to 20 minutes. And before that you have blue hour, which is also 50 to 20 minutes. And it's when the sun is rising, but then it's kind of, you know, everything turns into blue hues, which is what you see now. Like in the sky, you can already see some light. The sun is definitely
coming up. Yeah, you see some yellow in the back.
Exactly. Like, but like the landscape is like...
Everything is cast
it's all blues.
In a blue hue.
Yeah. Which is great. But so the crew caught up at 3 a.m. to shoot this, which seems accurate actually, because... you have to set up everything before in the dark. So that's actually really hard. I've done this before, and you have to scout beforehand. You have to know, of course, where are we going to place my cameras and where am I going to put my focus point, because it's hard to find a focus point
in the dark.
So you have to do that beforehand. So they kind of set up multiple cameras, all different angles, just to make sure that they kind of had everything covered. And you have to be ready to shoot, because like I said, you only have like 20 minutes for golden hour and 20 minutes for blue hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that this was filmed somewhere in summer. So blue hour should start something past 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then golden hour comes some rough 20 minutes after that. And then you also have to be lucky with the weather, of course.
Absolutely, because you need a clear day to get this type of lights, or at least clear enough that it's not, you know, darkening the sky too much.
Exactly. You don't, if you have all clouds, that's really bad. Like, but they had lovely weather, and you can also see, of course, in the landscape, there's a bit of mist.
Yes.
Oh. Probably they set up some mist stuff, you know, along the river, but you can also see in the landscape this is just kind of foggy.
I mean, so there's no way. In general, So where I grew up, I often had to cycle through the fields to get to school. Yeah. And it was quite common if you were early morning that there was dew, like misty dew haze over the fields. So, I mean, I think maybe part of it is added, but for the most part, that is just what early morning does.
Yeah, especially in summer, of course, because it gets chilly at night. Yeah, and then the sun comes up and things start to heat up. So, yeah, you get
my geography teacher thing.
Yeah. What more was I going to say? So they also have some mist. So 3 a.m., that's how late they got up. And then shooting at 5 a.m. probably to start this whole scene. And that's my little information spewing about this.
I mean, basically what happens the rest of the minute is just Lizzie thrumping through the grasses. Yeah. She's not walking on a path, which I think, you know.
No, I don't think so. It looks really overgrown.
So I think she's just following along the stream, maybe.
Yeah.
And walking closer to like the bridge thing. But really not much more than that happens. So
yeah.
She doesn't even reach.
But it's very serene. You also have like the really calm music, and it's very peaceful.
I mean, it's not just the music. You also have all those lovely early morning sounds, like some rustling, some bird calls, and just it makes it feel very quiet and introspective.
Yeah,
you know, it feels like something that, you know, if you were living right outside the field, that is something you could do, like go if your head's too full, just take a little walk in nature. It's a lovely minute. It's just not that much to talk about.
No, it passes by quite fast, because you have like Lizzie sitting beside a candle and then Lizzie walking in the fields.
Yes.
That's it. That's everything that happens. It happens in the blink of an eye. It doesn't really feel like a full minute when you're watching it. But that's all we got.
Yes.
I do think like that this minute and the next ones, of course, also are another example of how this movie influenced me in landscape photography, because last summer I also did a really early morning shoot which was with Heather. So there's no Heather here, but somehow I was like, oh, this is such Pride and Prejudice vibes. I remember, I think I even sent you a photo, like, I just need Mr. Darcy to pop out right
you
now.
You did, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, in general, especially the quiet movies in this film are just so picturesque. It's just such a mood, such a cottage core kind of mood. It's lovely. And next minute we'll continue with this mood, because that is another silent minute.
Yes,
but you know what we have to say about that one, we'll have to wait until next week. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram under the name PMP Minutes. I've been Susanna.
And I've been Sandra.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.